8.5%.
Cost of producing a crop is high and the situation not expected to change soon. Marlette, Michigan farmer Melissa Shaw participated at the National Strip Tillage Conference and said it's important to plan ahead.
Get your prices locked in for things you know you'll need. I think with strip till, it's easier to maybe cut back, especially if you're banding your nutrients. So that's some savings you probably usually see, but you could expand on that a little bit in the coming years if prices stay so high. Yeah, and I think equipment's going to be hard to come by, so make sure you're properly maintaining yours or ordering it way ahead of time if you want a new piece of equipment. And, yeah, it's just more planning, I think.
SKS Farms purchased its first Soil Warrior in 2014.
I think it's an easy transition or a middle ground of people looking to do minimum till or go towards that. It's not a big of a jump from conventional straight to no-till. And I think a lot of people that have been doing no-till and maybe they have marginal ground or tight soils and they see the benefits of opening up a little strip, getting it warmer faster, banding the nutrients, that's a huge savings. And I think a lot of people are in this climate kind of going towards that and seeing the cost savings anyway. That's a big driver.
The Red River Farm Network's coverage of the National Strip Till Conference, sponsored by Environmental Tillage Systems Soil Warrior.
Republican member.